Happy Easter! St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is pleased to bring you this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez for Easter Sunday.
My dear friends in Christ, the Lord is risen. He is truly risen. Alleluia. I wish you and your families joy and peace during this glorious season of Easter. Easter is not just one day. We celebrate first the octave of Easter and then 50 days of Easter time, culminating in Pentecost. It is a time to celebrate new life and birth in the church through the waters of baptism, through the Holy Eucharist, and many children during the Easter season will be receiving Jesus for the first time. We will celebrate the sacrament of confirmation, and our young people will be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. All of these gifts flow from the risen Lord, his power to save and to heal. Yes, death has no more power over us. The stone which was in front of the tomb has been rolled back. The burial cloths are there, nicely rolled up, and the face mask also folded up like a little napkin. He is not here. He is truly risen. Mary Magdalene and the other women approached the tomb, but no body was to be found. The risen Lord appeared. She did not immediately recognize him. Only when he called her name did she realize that this was Jesus, the love of her life, the Savior who had come back from the tomb, who had gone down to the netherworld to bring even God's love there, and who had carried away the devil's trophies into the kingdom of his marvelous light. We see the faithfulness of God the Father, who raised up Jesus, the Good Shepherd, from the dead. We see how the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord and giver of life, is now with Jesus, and Jesus is risen in the power of the Spirit. And Mary Magdalene is then sent by Jesus. She is told to go and tell the brothers to gather in Galilee, and they will have to reread all their experiences in light of that initial call, all the things that have happened in light of this new phenomenon, the resurrection. He is not dead, he is alive. And Mary Magdalene witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, and she goes and tells the apostles, and Simon and John, they come running to the tomb. John, of course, being younger, is ahead of Simon Peter, but he stops in deference to the prince of the apostles, and he gazes in. Simon Peter, on the other hand, being active, representing the active dimension of the church rather than the contemplative, rushes into the tomb and finds the burial cloths there. And the beloved disciple also looks in, and he believes. They begin to realize that everything Jesus told them, including how the Son of Man would have to suffer and rise from the dead, was true. Jesus had promised them life and life eternal. And that same promise is available to us if we would have friendship with Jesus. So many people today do not understand why suffering comes in their life. They have difficulty in those dark moments. During the long journey of Lent, on the second Sunday, we heard the gospel of the Transfiguration, when Jesus was clothed in dazzling light. And this was to bring people, his apostles especially, consolation. But they did not understand the mystery at that time. Little by little, they would begin to understand the mystery of the risen Lord. These 50 days of Easter are a time of rejoicing for the whole church. 40 days in the body, Jesus was with his apostles until he ascended to the right hand of the Father. Then the apostles were gathered in prayer with the Blessed Virgin Mary. We too rejoice with Mary in the resurrection of her Son. We are filled with joy and exultation, for Christ is truly risen. Death has no more power over us. In those dark moments, we only need to think about the future, our future with God and God's life with us. May you and your families experience the joy and peace of this Easter season. God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us for this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez. If you'd like to listen to it again or share it with a friend or family member, please visit the Bishop's podcast page at stgabrielradio.com. Happy Easter!